You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
It's the time of year, friends, when those little cookie monsters are wandering the streets with their wagons full of cookies.
Mm-hmm. They're disguised as innocent little girls.
They are disguised, but they're little scam artists is what they are. That's what they are. Now, I usually answer the door at my house when the doorbell rings. I think, you know, Nick Nack says that's the guy thing to do because you never know who's on the other side of the door. But she got to the door the other day before me because it was the middle of the day and I guess she felt safe. And the door opened. And I'm in the kitchen, and I hear,
my name is Sarah, and I'm selling cookies, and would you like to buy some cookies?
They sound just like that.
That's kind of what I hear is a little whiny voice, and immediately I was like, oh, crap, here we go. It's that time of year, isn't it? And Nicole took her wallet out, opened it up, and just started throwing money at this little girl.
You bet. She was making it rain.
She was like, 20s. And she comes inside with a stack of Girl Scout cookies. And I'm like, are you kidding me? She's like, I couldn't say no. She was so sweet.
She's adorable.
And she proceeded to hand me a box of Thin Mints, which I looked at, gave her the, you know, dog look. I cocked my head a little bit. And I walked over to the freezer, opened up our freezer door, and pulled out a box of Thin Mints she had purchased last year that were still in the freezer that we had not consumed.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Still good, by the way?
I don't think they're well. Are they good? Are they good to start with?
Are they good after a year?
I don't know. I don't eat them.
Do an experiment.
Does she know that she can purchase Thin Mints year-round in the form of the grasshoppers?
Thank you very much.
The elves make them 365 or 66 days a year.
Far superior cookie, in my opinion. But the second problem is we have been hit up at our house easily 10 times.
What?
By these little cookie monsters.
Really? Door-to-door? In your hood is.
You like some more cookies?
Hey,
and you know what happens, Dom?
What?
Out comes the wallet and out comes the $20 bills again. We seriously have like 20 boxes of cookies at our house because little Nick Nack says, I can't say no to these sweet little girls.
That's what they're counting
they're
on.
They're out, mate. They're working so hard and they're so sweet and I just can't say no.
Working so hard.
I'm like, whatever. I'm like putting the garage door down as they're walking up the driveway, you know, if I'm in the garage.
People have no solicitation. Signs, Jeremy's house, no Girl Scouts.
I'm sorry. I might sound like a little bit of a jerk, but I don't think they're very good.
Well, you sound like a little bit of a jerk, but let me ask you this. Don't you feel like that is far superior? I would rather have a Girl Scout come up to me and try to sell me cookies much more so than her parents selling me cookies.
Yeah, that's fine.
If it's a Girl Scout selling me cookies, I'm on board. If it's the parents, I'm like, really?
What are they learning from the old staff emails that go out at work,
What are the Girl Scouts learning from that you take the order form
to work?
Right. Isn't this the point of cookie season? Isn't it so the girls can learn how to, like, get out in the community and sell? Aren't there lessons?
The main point is to make money for the Girl Scouts, which it does on the order of, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. So good power to them. But, yeah, it's supposed to teach the kids something. And so that's why I'm not
Do they get anything else out of this, the little girls? Do they get a bad trophy or a badge?
Maybe. I don't know. Pride.
I don't know.
Knowing that they're ripping off hundreds of people in your hood.
I only raised a boy, so I don't know anything about this cookie sale.
Where it all goes.
To your parents, you know, the parents selling the cookies, get this. They are such cookie sharks. I was working a remote a few weeks ago. I was out at an establishment, one of my favorites.
Doing a little on-air broadcast.
Absolutely. And up walks this mom with a little girl walking behind her. And the little girl, you know those like big, huge bags you get from like IKEA that you can shove like 80 pounds worth of stuff in? This little girl is lugging this huge IKEA bag full of nothing but Girl Scout cookies, right? She can like barely walk. It's like the bag weighs as much as this little girl does. And the mom is just walking on up and she says, hey there, Mix 100. Heard you guys were going to be out here today. So I decided that we were going to come out here and sell some cookies. We're going to set up right next to you. So why don't you tell people to come on down because you're getting
on
the radio and talking, right?
That's pretty slick on her part.
And I looked at her and I said,
brilliant.
She's using me to sell cookies.
Yes. That's
pretty good, Em.
Some of these moms are like, they could run the world.
I'm telling you, that's a great mind for commerce right there.
I told her to go talk to the manager and
they gave her the boot.
They
didn't like those cookies.
Yeah, that
either.
Mom isn't spending any money on that remote. So no, you ain't milking off of my teat.
You know what? That was kind of, I think that's well played on
it
her
is
part.
Very well played.
They're like, they get, so, but this poor little girl was like, what? Huh?
She
like,
didn't know,
you know,
did
like
she?
These parents like get on like, they're like steroid cookie moms.
There has to be a prize or something. Like if you sell the most cookies. Or they wouldn't be trying so dang
well,
hard.
That, and for some, not at all, but for some, there's quite the bragging rights for the parents. Like, well, I sold more than you did. Well,
7,000 boxes.
Yeah, I went on Facebook and I did this, and I went to the office, you know, with 300 people, and I made a killing.
Well, we
so
have
it's kind
of
like
them.
Bragging rights.
20 boxes at our house.
Well, it's all a donation to the leadership and foundation of these wonderful young
That's
women.
Right.
So, thank you.
So don't you feel good about yourself?
No, they're gross.
I know. What's the big deal about Girl Scout cookies anyway? Like, are they a culinary feat?
I don't know that anybody is ever going to say, like, if you took a Girl Scout cookie, all right, and you put it up against a homemade Toll House cookie or something like that, nobody's going to be stupid enough to say that one's, you know, the Girl Scout cookie is better.
Right.
But it is the whole commerce thing and helping out the organization and teaching the girls about stuff like that. So you got to suspend your love of the classic delicious cookie for just a few weeks.
It is supply cardboard. And demand, you know.
Chocolate covered cardboard.
Uh-oh. Incoming, angry mom.
No, the lines
angry
are
mom.
I know, angry parents
incoming.
Are now calling.
Angry mom, line one.
Look, I did my best to defend it.
Right? But off the air, you should hear him.
Right. There is that. Poor Jeremy at his house. His wife cannot say no to the Girl Scouts. And yep. They must know. You know what? They've probably gone around in the hood.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, look, this house over here. See, yeah, I see that one right there. That with Yeah, with that awning thing. Go there.
Total sucker.
Because that lady cannot say no.
Yep, it's true. They're on to us.
And so Jeremy has 8 million boxes of cookies. Melanie, what do you think he should do with all those cookies?
Flush them?
Jeremy, I think that you should turn around and just sell them, right? They've inflated the prices of those cookies so much, so now you can turn this around and make a profit for yourself and not put on the weight.
I like that. $6 right. a box. You guys
the
can have
resale
one.
Resale market, eh?
Also like an important economic lesson.
Yes.
Right. You can learn about cookie scalping.
That's exactly right.
That's good.
Exactly
I'm going to set up a little table at the end of my block and sell them tonight. Yeah.
Would you look, you know, as
I'll put a wig on, a little sash. I'll be in brown.
You have a little girl, right? I know she's not Girl Scout age, but
right.
it's to your advantage.
There you go. Right. Just set her out
set
there.
Her there.
And
her
put hand. Her picture on all the boxes.
No. Picture another. No. Bring her with you. You know those swing things? What do we call? I used to call those the neglect-o-matic. The neglect-o-matic.
Yeah.
You put the kid in the little swing thing. You wind it up.
Let her just rock.
Let her just rock back and forth while you're sitting there with a sad look on your face.
Yeah, watching the money roll in.
Right, because nobody can walk away from a baby.
That's right.
So, yeah. Well, there you go.
Melanie, thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Melanie. Thank you.
Bye.
That's it. That's not a bad idea.
It's pretty good.
You could set up your own little stand. You know, put some lemonade there with it because everybody.
I would do that.
Some milk.
Shots.
Cookies and milk. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi.
What do you got to say about all of this?
I was just listening to you guys, and you were talking about the rewards that the Girl Scouts get, and they do have quite a reward list.
Oh, yeah?
For what they get.
What is the top seller get?
Yeah, school us.
I'd have to look at the list.
Like,
I don't
know,
like
an approximate.
It's a lot.
Like a car?
Like you get, well, yeah, like a trip to Hawaii? I mean, what is it?
No, I would have to look at the list again. I help out with 2 of my kids' Girl Scout troops, and they, we do it a little bit more low-key.
Yeah, did you guys win any awards?
There's always an award, like if you sell 100 boxes,
yeah.
you get, there's patches and these little,
patches.
1 year it was a door hanger that they got, it was like a craft they got put together.
A dream catcher?
These kids are getting ripped off. You
totally
know, I think the Girl Scouts are making a lot of money out of this. I think the little Girl Scouts themselves should be getting something.
They're out sweating and working hard.
Call us when we got some Hawaii on
get
the line.
Get them like Justin Bieber concert tickets or something.
A puppy.
I'll be a Girl Scout.
Get them some puppies.
But Jeremy, also, if you don't want to buy the cookies as far as keep them in your house, most troops will always have a place that you can donate.
Ah.
So there's plenty of places that
go.
We choose.
There you go.
Whether it...
It's perfect.
You know, we do multiple places
good.
Where we donate.
I think a lot of them are going to work. They're going to be in the break room.
Yeah, I'm glad you called, Rebecca. Have a great day. You know, she's talking about those rewards. Can I, before we go to these other calls, can I quickly get something off my chest that I've carried around for a million years?
Hair?
When I was a sophomore in high school, they did this thing during the off season of athletics when you're just doing, you know, running laps and stuff like that. It wasn't the season where they would send us out to sell products from the school, like mugs with our school logo on it,
sure,
and keychains,
sweatshirts
and stuff like that. And they had this thing. They said, look, if you sell X amount, which nobody really ever does, if you do, though, you get this really bitchin' like leather jacket thing. It's
sweet.
Almost like a letter jacket, but it's got the school's logo on the back, and it had this. It was really cool looking. So I went out. You know me, overachiever. And I was a shy kid anyway. I went like door to door in like 12 neighborhoods, and I sold a crap load. When I got back to school and turned this stuff in, I swear to God, the coach looked at the sheet. He looked at me. He looked back at the sheet. He'd never seen anything like it, right? He's like, oh, my God. He's like, all right, Dominic, well done. Blah, blah. I never got the coat.
Oh, the humanity.
It's a sad ending.
All these years later, I've been carrying that around like because they were so used to nobody doing it. I don't think a coat even existed.
They didn't have a coat.
And so I am still, by Cooper High School, I am owed a leather coat.
Oh, man.
All these years later.
Aren't you in their Hall of Fame? Take what you can get and get over
it.
No,
and that's another good point. When I got inducted into their freaking Hall of Fame, I should have stood up during my induction speech and said,
hey,
and where's my coat?
Wow.
My GD code.
So men are possible. It's possible for men to hold on to things for a lifetime,
God,
too, not just
man.
Women, huh?
No, I'd actually forgotten about it until Rebecca started talking about the cookie awards. I was like, wait a minute. I sold mugs.
I can see you wearing that coat now.
Someone get this man a coat.
If
God.
They got me a Cooper High School letter jacket thing, I would wear it.
Why not?
All right. Got that off poor my chest.
Hashtag dumb problems.
Kylie, don't you feel bad for me not getting that coat?
Actually, Don, whenever I was in the Girl Scouts, me and all of us we acted as a team. It wasn't a competition between us girls.
Wow.
So it was if we all got a certain amount of cookies, we would all go to the movie theaters or go camping or go do something that was fun. Because I used to live in Montana where it was a really small town where I lived.
So there's only so many doorbells
right.
you could ring.
Only four people.
There's a cap.
To.
You got a cap.
Kylie.
She doesn't care about your coat.
Right. Kylie doesn't care. Kylie, thank you for your call. Here's Judy. Hi, Judy.
Good morning.
You care about my coat, don't you?
I do.
That's a total.
I do think they get ripped off.
A total rip off. People, these schools and organizations are ripping their kids off.
He cried his eyes out.
They certainly are. So my experience was that we, I have three girls. We are no longer in Girl Scouts. They're all grown. But we used to have these super steroid monster moms that would come up and say, okay, so you only need to do 50 boxes. And you're like, okay, I can do that. And then they give you your sheet and they're like, okay, so when you sell your 150 boxes, and you're like, wait, you just said 50. And then it would become, oh, we added another 100 because everybody needs to do an extra 100. And it's easy. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of freaking cookies.
What if you didn't make it? What if you didn't meet your quota?
You know what? We bought them. So we had like 9 million cookies.
Right.
Oh, no.
She still has them in her freezer.
Because if you don't sell the 150 boxes, you're caned.
Well, yeah, because these moms were like, we got to do this for the truth. You know, come on, show us your support. So it was insane. And by the end of it, we're just like, what do we do with all these stupid cookies? And I should have sold them like you guys suggested. That would have been awesome.
Hey, it wasn't our suggestion. It was the caller. It was Melanie called and said you should do a resale.
Brilliant.
Exactly. And get my neighbor with the baby.
You know what you could probably do is just throw them in the freezer and then wait until like July or August.
There's no room.
if you could freeze them until like July or August, then take them out because people love frozen kind of treats like that.
They do.
You're going to break a lot of teeth.
They have to be good treats, though.
In the summer? Oh, geez.
Donate them. You got to donate them.
Right.
What was that? Cooper High School from where? We'll get you a coat.
Are you going to lead the charge to get me my stupid Cooper High School leather jacket?
I think we need to write a letter.
It's in Texas.
It's down in Texas.
Have a good day, guys.
You bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Maybe I'll let it go.
Doubt
let it.
Let it
go. Come on, Anna.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.